It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Asinkraza watches my time set at 6 minutes after two, which means the third and the final hour of Live with me, Nayelu Pondwana, with you until 3 o'clock. We do have Pastor Liz Uchinyama, who's joining us on the line to talk us through yet another installment of our daily focus for today. We're talking teaching children to live generously. Generosity. Something that I don't think our TikTok and YouTube and Facebook and all these social media influencers seem not to have in mind, the concept of generosity. It starts young, beloved, and as parents and role models, we have the opportunity to teach the next generation how to live a life that gives back. That's why we've invited Pastor Liz Uchinyama, who's going to help us with that. Let's explore practical ways to instill the value of generosity in our children. Pastor Liz, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. Thank you, my dear moderator, and good afternoon, dear listeners out there.
How can we explain the concept of generosity, Mfundisi, to our children in relatable ways?
Thank you. Firstly, we have to realize to say we can easily explain the concept of generosity to our children. How? By utilizing every single moment we have with them while they are young. Again, by utilizing every single moment we have with them, the children, while they are young. To sum up this answer, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. And 7, there the scripture gives us a beautiful admonition. What does the Bible say from verse number 6? And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. Verse 7, you shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. So how can we, explain the concept of generosity by utilizing every moment we have with the little children while they are young?
Why is it important, Fundis, for kids to see adults modeling generosity?
All right. It is very important because children learn more by what they see and observe than hear. The eye has that greater moment that ushers them to a quicker learning environment than the ear. You know, there's a difference in what you hear and what you see. What you hear may fade away, may diminish after some time, but what you see, oh my goodness, it takes long and long for it to even be erased in the head, in the mind. So training a child is like a building process. It is
still there, Mfundisi. I think our line just dropped there. WhatsApp network is deteriorating with the passage of time. I'm hoping the pastor is going to be able to come back to talk to us about the idea of teaching children to live generously, with generosity. And that's why Cliff Lizu, our pastor for today.
The work that is achieved not in a day.
Are you still there, Mfundisi?
So what we show them and what we do.
Pastor, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I don't.
Oh, my goodness. Our line is not nice to us, is it? Pastor, can you hear me?
The signal is pretty bad today.
Indeed.
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. So, what are some age-appropriate ways to involve children in acts of giving, Mfundisi?
Okay. The appropriate time is as early as possible. You know, we remind them as early as possible, as we can see in them that they know what sharing, they know and understand what sharing and giving is, so that they will understand that they need to, no matter how small they are, to have a caring a caring heart. So deliberately give them enough, give your child enough, my dear friend, and then remind them that you may come across somebody who has little or has nothing. And then remember what I have taught you. So as early as possible, let us remind them that sharing is caring.
Yeah, sure. How can teaching generosity shape a child's character and faith and fullness?
This one is lovely and very, very important. And the text that we can share together here is Proverbs, the common text, Proverbs 22:2-2, verse 6. Train up a child in the way that he should go. Now, the word go there is not just in the path that the child will go through, or the growth, the physical growth of a child, but also relates in the spiritual aspect. So you are training a child in the way that this child should go. How? In their growth and also in their spirituality, in their outcome at the end, when you and I as parents are not there. So it was, for example, it was the early training of little Joseph that put him to a place where his character was sealed and ultimately increased his faith. So the more we train our children how to be generous, the more the Holy Spirit increases their faith, and they will learn about Jesus.
All right, my final question for you. So what Bible stories or Bible verses that can help children understand generosity?
Beautiful. We have the story of Jesus. It's actually, we can say it's a miracle. It's a miracle of Jesus feeding the 5,000. Where can we read that that miracle? From Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21, from Luke 9, verse 10 to 17, and also in John, the book of John, chapter 6, verse 8 to 12. Andrew there said, he told Jesus, there is a little boy or a young lad, according to the King James Version. Now, this boy was pretty young, and probably it was going to be a bit difficult to convince him, because all he knew is the little that he has is for him. But well, he listens to this strange uncle. This uncle comes to tell him, no, bring your food. And then, you know, he would have asked, but where are you taking the food? Why didn't the others carry their own food? So, but the boy was generous enough, because he listened through obedience to uncle's voice, and uncle passed on the food, the little food that he has, the 5 loaves and the 2 small fish to Uncle Jesus. And Uncle Jesus prayed and gave thanks, and everyone ate. Why? Because of the generosity of the little young lad. So finally, Jesus does not need big things to do big things for you and I. All he wants is, are you willing and ready to share what you have?
Okay, interesting take there. A cool Jesus story. All right, thank you very much, Mfundis. I really appreciate it. Looking forward to your next installment tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Brother Mfundis.
Thank you, my moderator. Be blessed, listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mfundis.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.